Welcome, hustlers, players, and swingers. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic is all yours.
Welcome to the W. James Dennis Podcast. We're going in again on relationships. And I know some of you out there are like, James, really? And I know, but I gotta go there. So this one is for the ladies, obviously. But there's also game in here for the heterosexual male, if he's sharp enough to catch it and put it into a form that benefits him. I want you to always remember that the limits on most knowledge, not all knowledge, but the limits on most knowledge are limits that you only set yourself. So, I know a lot of you would probably be surprised, some of you might not, but I often get asked, from my perspectives as a man, about what we think, how we feel, and why we do what we do. So, I'm going to give it to you raw. No, that's just how I am. Many of you who read and listen to this nice little fluffy stuff about relationships, you know, that it's cool, but you need real information. You know, this, that weak advice and tips about dating and men, you know, very few people tell you the real deal. I don't know, maybe they don't want to hurt your feelings or they don't want to put you on blast. And my question is why? Because this is the truth. If you're dealing with weak, watered-down information, your results are also going to be weak and watered down. If you want real results, you need to deal with real information. Now, doesn't that make sense? The game, which I speak so much about, which has so many layers and is just this vast pool of knowledge, you know, it is brutally honest. So, I'm just going to hit you with it. Agree or disagree, that's your decision. But let me tell you this, before you judge what I'm about to teach you in this podcast, I want you to use it first. Try it. Don't let the simplicity of it throw you off. Information doesn't have to be complex and confusing for it to be effective. Take what I'm about to teach you and put it in a way that's unique to you. Fit it into your personality. Try it. After that, then come back and tell me what you really feel about it. So please be advised, this is mature content, PG-13-ish. So I'll keep the language as clean as possible, but hide your young kids. So before we chop this up, let me get to my announcements. Let me get those out the way. You know, this month, January 2015, I released the Uncommon Sense audio lessons. You know, these lessons are packed with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of very specialized information, which is called the game. Now, you can learn more about those audio lessons, and you can also learn more about my books by visiting my website. That's www.wjamesd.com and go into the Books and Products tab. Now, these audio lessons, they continue the verbal tradition of the game because the game was always designed to be passed from mouth to ear. And there's a reason for that design. Trust me on that. Also, you can sign up to the Uncommon Sense Advisor newsletter, which will give you access to some higher level game and also give you discounts for any future products or courses and stuff like that I'll put out. So if you're interested in the audio lessons and you want a discount on those, just sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor no later than January 31st. Alright, no later than January 31st, and I will send you out a discount code by email so that you grab those lessons for 30% off. You can sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor by going to my website, again, wjamesd.com, and just go into their free stuff tab, and you can sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor right there on the top. Okay, that's out the way. So on with the program. First and foremost, almost all of you know this already, but for the slower women out there, let me say this so that it's clearly understood. Men do not think like you. Let me repeat that. Men do not think like you. Let me give you a simple story so I can illustrate my point. Now let's talk about just an average relationship between a woman called, let's call her Jane, and a man, we'll call him John. Now, John and Jane have been in a relationship for a few months, and they finally came to the inevitable. They're at an area of disagreement. So here's John sitting on the couch watching television. Jane, who's feeling a certain way about their earlier disagreement, decides to voice her concerns about the relationship. So in her mind, she needs to know that John is at least aware of the problem that she sees. Now, John just came from work, right? He's had a hard day, and in his mind, he's thinking about all the shit he has to put up with from his supervisors and bosses, day in and day out. Now, this situation is occupying the majority of his thoughts. He's trying to figure out his next move. Now, this move has been on his mind for a few months now. So there's a lot of factors that he's weighing. He's deciding if maybe he needs to leave his current job or possibly even change careers. So whether or not he actually voiced this to Jane, it's kind of irrelevant for the purpose of this story. But just know this, that these thoughts are what are occupying John's thinking. While he sits there in front of the television, this is what he's thinking about. So here comes Jane. And so she comes to John and says something like, you know, John, we were talking earlier and you said something that hurt my feelings. Now, John, who's in deep thought and, you know, appears to be watching TV, his response is, he's like clueless. His mind is really someplace else. So he might say something like, what? You know, what did I say that hurt your feelings? So here's Jane. Well, you said that us moving in together was a dumb idea. Although you're always here at my place, or I'm always over your house. So how is moving in together a dumb idea? You know, and then Jane might go on to explain in her own indirect way that she thinks that the relationship should be moving forward. So John, he's soaking all this up. He's listening. He's taking all this in. And you know what he's thinking? John is thinking about why her feelings are hurt. He's also thinking, he might also be thinking about what's wrong with taking the relationship slow. So his responses are going to be very basic. They're going to be very basic comments, very basic questions, trying to figure out why what he thinks is affecting her so much. So he might be saying things like, baby, why would that hurt your feelings? Or you might also say, you know, what's wrong with taking things slow? Or you might also say something like, yeah, you know, we do spend a lot of time together, but I just kind of like my space right now. So to him, at this particular point in their relationship, this is not really a big deal to him. In his mind, he has a life-changing decision to make, and it has nothing to do with Jane at their particular level in their relationship right now. It's not that he doesn't care about her. It's just that at this moment, something more serious to him is on his mind. You know, he's trying to solve a problem. So if Jane goes on and on trying to elicit a definite answer about where they are in their relationship, what happens, or what's going to happen, is John is pretty much going to say the same thing over and over. He's pretty much going to get to the point where he has said everything he thinks about the subject, everything he thinks about the situation, and mentally he's going to go back to thinking about his more pressing dilemma. You know, how can he live by taking a serious pay cut when and or if he leaves his job or even changes careers? This is occupying his mind. He's thinking about the whole life transformation. Now, Jane is 9 times out of 10 is not really going to get the answer she's looking for, because in John's mind, he already answered her question. And if he's a real man, he would have also explained why he thinks and feels the way he does. And that's it. That's it. Mentally, John is done with the conversation. Everything else he says that comes out of his mouth is just to kind of pacify Jane so that she eventually just shuts up, basically. Let's just keep it real. Now, it doesn't matter how many times Jane brings this subject up. It doesn't matter how she rewords it. Even if it's a very sensitive issue, them moving in together and moving forward in their relationship, this might be a very sensitive issue for Jane. And she might even break down about it, shed a couple tears. But in his mind, he's basically done talking about it. Now, is that fair? I know that's a question some of you are probably asking yourself. So, it's not about being fair. It's just about the way a man's brain is wired. Now, you might look at it as being unfair or whatever, but that's how you think and that's how you feel. The point I'm trying to ingrain in you, the point I want you to see in your mind, is that men do not think and feel the same way you do. So ladies, peep this. When you bring up the same subject to your man and his response is the same, the way he sees it, from his perspective, he's like, well, what else can I say? Now, at a certain point, you might feel like he's not listening to you. But from his perspective, he doesn't feel like you're listening to him either. You know, how many ways can he give you the same response over and over and over again? It just doesn't make sense to him. It doesn't compute. And this brings both, you know, you and him to this kind of state of disconnection. I'm talking about a mental disconnection. And this mental disconnection can affect your emotional connection with one another and the overall level of attraction you both have to one another. So, if you're taking the time to listen to this podcast, I'm assuming that's not what you want. So, just imagine this. Let's go back to John and Jane. Just imagine this. This goes on every day for 2-3 weeks. You know, Jane is trying to get John to see her perspective. And John, he's still kind of clueless as to why she doesn't see things from his perspective. And if this continues, she will eventually actually push John away. Every time he comes around, all Jane is doing is talking about the same thing she talked about the day before and the day before that, and the same thing they talked about last week 4 or 5 times. And that's not the way in John's mind that he wants to spend time with her. So one of 3 things are gonna happen. Number one, you know, he's gonna start distancing himself because he's starting to feel pressured, or he's feeling sort of a disconnection between her and himself. Or, 2, he's going to get very irritated about the whole thing because he's tired of answering questions about it. And he may not understand how to resolve that or compromise, so he's just going to blow up about it. You know, a third thing that can happen is that, you know, he's just going to say what Jane wants to hear so he can just stop hearing her go on and on about this, you know, this particular scenario. So, you know, he's getting tired of having to constantly deal with her emotions about the situation. And this is actually the worst reaction, because this lie, you know, that he tells her just to pacify her, it might not be discovered until weeks down the road. Jane thinks that the relationship is going in one place. You know, as a couple, they're headed to this new plateau in the relationship, but in John's mind, they're really not. You know, now, let's be real, that's a weak man's way out, but also, let's be real, that's the caliber of grown boy that some of you ladies deal with. So I'm pretty sure many of you out there have already experienced this on some level. Now, I'm not saying that John is right and Jane is wrong. You know, what I want you to get from this general example is the mental differences between how a man thinks and how a woman thinks. One day I might make a podcast for men about how to communicate with women, but right now I want to enlighten you ladies about how to bring things to your man to where you can get his attention concerning a situation or pretty much anything that you feel is important to you, and do it in a way that will not make him mentally shut you out. Some of you ladies seem to be under the impression that you need to be manipulative to get a man's attention, or that you need to be forceful or persistent, or that when you say something, he's just supposed to automatically agree just because you said it. If he really cares, you know, he'll listen to me. Some of you think like that, right? You know, and that's fantasy. That is fantasy, plain and simple. If you think like this, then I will say with confidence that you've probably never really been in a fulfilled, long-term, a fulfilling, long-term relationship, ever. You know, the first 3, 6, you might even lasted 9 months, everything was cool. But when that disconnection, that mental disconnection starts, when that starts to happen, you start pointing the finger at him, but there are two sides to every coin. So what about you? What are you doing or not doing? Start claiming some accountability and take some responsibility for your relationship. Now let me make this clear. I'm not saying that men don't have their part in this kind of miscommunication scenario. They do. But right now we're just talking about you. Now, how do you successfully communicate with a man? It's so easy when you understand what a man's greatest need really is. I know I've written a blog post about it, and in last week's podcast, which was called The Hidden Needs of Men and Women, I explained it. Now I'm going to show you how to take that information and actually use it. A man needs to feel a sense of admiration from everyone in his life that he cares about. His family, his children, his friends, and his mate or woman. He needs to feel respected. He needs to feel appreciated. He needs to feel this respect needs to go beyond just him. He needs to feel this respect for his ideas, for his beliefs, for his goals, for his aspirations, for him as an individual and as a man. And this is what you don't give him when all you're focused on is what you want and how you're trying to make him look at things from your perspective. He's not as concerned about what you're thinking and feeling as you are. Just like some of you are not as concerned about what he's thinking and feeling as he is. Keep it real and admit that you feel you have the right to want what you want. But don't you think that a man feels the same way? Isn't that what they call compromise? You give a little, he gives a little. The problem comes in that if you don't effectively, this is a key word here, effectively, if you don't effectively communicate with the man, this compromise is setting you up for more problems down the road. Now, he might compromise with you, but if it violates any of his basic needs, especially the need of admiration, you're creating a problem that you don't have the ability to solve. Why would I say that? Because you're not a man and you don't think like a man does. And you're a woman. You're not supposed to. There's nothing wrong with that. So, please listen, because this is very important. Please listen to what I'm about to say. When a man makes too many, or feels he makes, too many compromises that go against his basic needs as a man, he's going to lose interest in you, or he's going to find another way to compensate for how he's feeling, which is basically he's feeling unappreciated and unrecognized. Like his needs and wants don't matter to you. That your needs and wants matter to you more than his. You don't want to feel like this. And trust me, neither does he. But a man internalizes this differently than you do. So he'll either distance himself, he'll blow up about it, or he'll lie and make plans that you're not going to like in the long run. This is real. I've seen it happen many, many times. I hope you got that. Alright, so let's move on to the 3 easy steps for more effective communication with your man. Step 1, identify the issue clearly. Stop that indirect, trying to be soft, weak thinking that you've been taught to do since you were a little girl. Some of you. You know, men don't catch indirectness. Men do not catch indirectness unless he's sharp. The average man isn't sharp. He's not going to catch hints. He's not going to catch the hidden meaning of what you're saying or asking. He's not going to pick up on the emotional undertones of what you're saying. So get clear about your issue. You know, a man can grow up around nothing but women, be raised by nothing but women, and still not be sharp. Get clear about the statement you want to make. Get clear about the feelings that you're experiencing. Get clear about what you're trying to communicate. Let me give you a very simple example. Say like you're feeling your man doesn't find you attractive, like, you know, he once did. Let's say that's the issue. Now, if this is the issue, don't wonder why, and then because you can't figure out, go ask him, like, you know, baby, do you still think I'm attractive? Or honey, or whatever name you got for him. Honey, why don't you pay me as much attention as you used to? Get clear. Be clear. You need to identify why you think and feel that you're not as attractive to him anymore. Is it because you gained weight? Did you have a surgery that you think might have affected the way he looks at you? Have things in the bedroom cooled off lately? You know, be clear. You don't need to try to figure out what he's thinking. You need to figure out what you're thinking and what you see. That's step 1. Step 2. Once you're clear, phrase what you want to communicate in a direct way. Now, be careful here. Most men don't like a woman who comes to him confrontational. You know, he goes into defense mode. And sometimes things can kind of heat up and they become argumentative. Some men, it doesn't bother them. Some men put up with that. Me personally and the men I run with, we don't really tolerate that. That's neither here nor there. Because, you know, you need to know your man. Or you should know your man. I would hope, as a real woman, you know your man. So let's go back to our example. So you think that he's not as attracted to you as he once was. So you spend some time, you get clear with yourself, you know, about why you think this way and why you feel this way. So you discover that you feel like this because he doesn't kiss you as much. He doesn't hold you as long as he used to. He used to come by and just kind of grab your ass every once in a while, and he hasn't done that in weeks. So now you're clear. So now you want to take all those thoughts and put them into a very short paragraph. Men lose interest fast if you're going on and on about how you feel and what you think. That's why you get clear first. That's why step 1 is so important. Get clear first. So now you want to take that clarity and put it into a short paragraph and be direct. Be straightforward. Okay, you might want to say something like this. You know, I feel that you're not that attracted to me anymore. We don't kiss, cuddle very much, and my ass hasn't been grabbed or smacked in a long time. Now, put I in there. Claim what you're saying. Claim what you're feeling. And claim what you're thinking. Don't beat around the bush with it. Be direct. Do not be indirect. Be direct. Take some accountability and responsibility about what you're trying to communicate. Men respond to this. Haven't you ever been around a group of men talking? You know, aren't they generally very direct in the way they talk to one another? I'm not saying you have to talk like a man. What I'm trying to get you to do is say what you need to say in a way that a man hears you. I mean, really hears you. When you talk to your man, or you're trying to bring something to his attention, make statements, direct statements. Again, listen and study the way men talk to one another. You might not understand it. Some of what they say might seem kind of childish to you at times, but study how they deliver their ideas in direct statements. Listen, ladies, this is also very important. Let me say this here. This is important. Because when I teach this, some women take it and they run in the wrong direction. So do not, I repeat, do not turn this into what he's not doing. Don't add into your statement, you're not doing this and you're not doing that. Don't add in, you should be doing this and you should be doing that. Don't do it. This violates one of a man's most powerful needs, which I mentioned earlier, which is admiration. Some men are going to take that as you're talking down to him. And who wants to be talked down to? I know you don't. So why would he? You know, if you put these kind of phrases in that statement, he's either going to tune you out or you're going to be headed for a debate or an argument. All you're doing is explaining what you think and feel and why you think and feel that way. That's it. This isn't the blame game. You're not asking questions. You're making a clear, precise, direct statement. This does not mean be confrontational. This doesn't mean be aggressive. It doesn't mean be bitchy, whiny, and don't complain. It means being clear and direct with what you're thinking and feeling. Include why you think and feel that way. Your what and your why needs to be clear. Your what and your why needs to be clear. Stop thinking that a man will put the pieces together the way you think he should. We don't think like you. So expecting us, you know, to think like you and put these pieces together, this creates, or I won't say creates, but it leaves room for misinterpretation and it leaves room for confusion. Just be direct in the beginning. When you're direct and straightforward in the beginning and you're clear, there's very little room for misinterpretation and confusion. Step 3. Use a regular conversational tone of voice. Don't use your angry voice. Don't sound irritated. And don't do that cutesy little innocent girl tone either. Now, this puts a man on, if you do these things, it immediately puts a man on mental guard because he knows something's coming after that. And 9 times out of 10, it's probably something he doesn't want to hear. It's usually about him and what he should be doing or what he's not doing. Just say what you want to say in a regular, just conversational tone. You know, the time to bring up what you want to say depends on what you have to say. If you have to say something that's going to lead to a long conversation, and you want a long conversation, please don't say what you want to say when he's headed out the door. Don't try to bring it up when he's getting dressed for work. Don't do it. Now, if you just kind of want to make a statement or maybe bring something to his attention that, you know, that you can talk about later, pretty much bring up whatever you want to say at any time. You know, if it's not that serious, I actually suggest that you do this. kind of let him move on his own time. Sometimes he doesn't always need to move on your time. You know, just think about that and take that into consideration, because we're talking about admiration, and included in that is respect for his time. So those are your three steps to better communication with your man. Now, I need to add this, because I find this is very hard for some women, but you need to learn to accept whatever happens. Take responsibility and be prepared to accept whatever happens. The key here is not to expect anything other than a response that he really heard you. You can even ask him, I prefer politely. You can even ask him politely to repeat what you said. If what you're communicating needs a long discussion, say it. I would like to talk about this when we have time. You know, this is really important to me. Or, I know this is something that needs a long time for a discussion, so we can talk now, or we can talk later tonight after the kids go to bed. This is really important to me. Make it clear that this is important to you. If he honestly cares for you, he'll hear that. If he doesn't care or says he doesn't give a damn how you feel or what you have to say, then you need to examine the kind of man you have. If any person honestly cares about you, they will make time. Do you hear me? They will make time, at the very least, to listen to something that's important to you. They don't have to agree. They don't have to like it. But they should be willing to at least hear it. And that's all you're asking. Learn to accept what happens. You might disagree. He might not get back to you about it when he should. He might dismiss it at first and bring it up again later. You might have to bring it up again later. And if you do need to bring it up later, you do it in the same way that you did before. A clear, direct statement. No irritation, no aggression, no pouting because you're not getting your way. In fact, you can actually say everything that you need to say the same exact way you said it the first time. He will hear you as long as you are making a clear, direct statement. He will hear you. Effective communication is extremely important in a relationship. I don't think I need to tell any of you that. But when you're not saying what you really need to say, how can you expect your man to honestly talk about what you really want to talk about? That's like putting sugar in a gas tank. The car's just not going to move. You cannot put out a fire by stomping next to it. You have to stomp on it. Get clear. Phrase what you feel and why you feel or think the way you do in a direct statement, and deliver it in a conversational tone, a regular tone. If the communication with your man is good, then keep doing what you're doing. But if you're witnessing a lot of miscommunication, you're witnessing a lot of misunderstandings, and you're getting those occasional feelings of just kind of mental disconnection, then try what I suggest. Take it, put it in a way that's uniquely you, and just try it. And get at me with your experiences and any further questions that you may have. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. This is W. James Dennis. My website is www.wjamesd.com, and I can also be emailed at wjamesdennis, wjamesdennis, @gmail.com. Again, answering questions about anything, life in general, the game, relationships, I'm here. Thank you for your time, and I hope you realize how simple it is to really communicate effectively with a man.